I will tell you right now, I saw the retrospective the year he died. I saw the retrospective of Guston's work at the Whitney Museum in New York. Every gallery for three floors were full of Guston paintings. And the giant late work, three times the size of that screen. And they were those goofy-looking comic things with piles of shoes, hundreds of pairs of shoes, piles of arms and legs, disembodied, detached from bodies, just grotesqueries. Darker than any of Goya's late paintings. Far darker on an emotional, psychological, and spiritual level. And you can say, well, what was he doing? And cockroaches scurrying around, these little funny, goofy comic book cockroaches. You know, clearly he was commenting on the Holocaust. But the Holocaust, not the Holocaust that ended after World War II, but the Holocaust that continues and is going on now. So what it was is that Guston couldn't, he said, I got sick of all that purity. I could not see myself spending the rest of my life adjusting a red to a pink and back again. So yes, beauty, but costly beauty. Just like grace, and there's costly grace. Is the cross not beautiful? I mean, I could go further with that, but I won't. Other questions? Yes?
I know in your work, faith shows up, and yet it's not clumsy or awkward. Do you have to think about that, or is that something you do think about?
Faith shows up, you said?
Faith shows up.
Question is, faith, Gain says, faith shows up in your work. Do you have to think about that a lot, or what was the last part?
To make sure that faith isn't clumsy when it touches
art. Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying, clumsy. He was asking, are you trying to, in your work, make images that directly refer to your Christian faith, and are they ham-fisted?
No, yours aren't, and I'm okay. Wondering, do you have to think
Thank you.
About it to make it not so?
No, actually, I don't think I could paint a Thomas Kincaid painting if I tried. I honestly don't. And it's not because I don't have the skill. It's that I don't have the heart for it. Honestly. And I'm not just, I don't want to just trash Thomas Kincaid. I'm just saying I don't have it in me to make sentimental, pretty pictures because I love beauty. I love it too much to trivialize it or create a travesty by creating, you know, I think that sentimentality is it's a travesty against goodness. Mm. And prettiness, if it's cut off from truth, is not beautiful. You know, it's, I think, here's a deep intuition I have.